This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay. Thanks, Brenda, for starting the recording. Can you please start with the first button and the roll call and so on?
Hi, this is Brenda, and we will take roll call generally from the parties who have joined via Adobe Connect. We do have one person listed with a phone number and unavailable. If you could identify your names, I will update that information on the Adobe. I'll turn it back over to you, Rafiq.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Brenda. So, thanks for everyone for joining the call today. We had to do this kickoff, and I know maybe the time slot is not convenient for everyone. So we, Fiona and me, proposed the agenda that you can see in the notes. And the basic idea is really to start make a this kickoff for the subgroup and start maybe asking some questions and outline what we should do in the coming weeks. So, any comment about the agenda? Okay, I don't see any. We'll start first with
the host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Hello, can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thanks, Sebastian. So, for, I would say, starting with opening remarks, just to kind of set the scene for this this call and also the subgroup, maybe you can start first with Fiona if you want to say something. Fiona? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, though my sound is a bit delayed. But I hope everyone else can hear me.
Okay, yes, we can hear you.
My
Fiona.
Opening remarks.
Yes,
you.
We can.
Thank you very much. My opening remarks for Workstream 2 on diversity are really for us to be able to come up with, looking at ways of coming up with recommendations that would enable us to build on accountability mechanisms with regard to diversity as stipulated in the Workstream 1 proposal and report recommendations that we presented. So as we move to our discussion, I think we should always come back to what our mandate is there in as per Workstream 1 recommendations and see how to work together. But I'm happy that we're able to get attendance because the time is crazy and we really need to get this call started. So thank you everyone for just being present for this call.
Thanks, Fiona. So, yeah, if I can add something here, it's just we are trying here to continue the work from Workstream 1, and I think as we saw in Helsinki, we
We can't hear you anymore, Rafik. It's Sebastian speaking. I don't know if...
Well, similarly here, I think we've lost audio on Rafik. Rafik,
yes,
if you can hear.
Fiona here, for the record. Rafik has just kept me. He's dropped off the call. He's trying to get back on. And so he's asked that we continue the call, and he shall be able to join us. On the opening remarks, I think we shall move on from there to agenda item number 3, which is the discussion of our mandate remit purpose as outlined in work stream 1. What we've done with Rafik is we have basically gone in and put together a couple of slides, and so I'll be asking, thank you very much, Brenda, for to help us with scrolling through the slides. As for Workstream 1, we had identified issues to be discussed in Workstream 2, and diversity is one of the issues that we had identified as that needed more attention, accountability mechanisms that needed more attention, and therefore fell within Workstream 2. The others are ESO accountability, staff accountability, transparency, human rights jurisdiction, the ICANN ombudsman, interim bylaws, the review of CAP and community guidelines for conduct during board removal processes are additional topics that have been added to these, so that you can then be able to develop appropriate mechanisms to support these areas for ICANN to achieve its global mission as now currently stipulated in the new bylaws. We can move on. Next slide. When we started off, we had the leaders call, and we just want, Rafik and I want to be transparent on what our role is, so that with support of the group, we can effectively perform our function and enable us achieve our objectives. And our role as rapporteurs in this whole discussion is going to be pretty much to coordinate the work of the subgroup to ensure that the subgroup stays within its mandate. We will be providing reports to the full CCWG, and therefore the CCWG full group is the one that will make decisions on our proposals once we have agreed internally as a subgroup. One of the other things that we will be doing is liaising with the co-chairs of CCWG as required, and also we will be ensuring that requests from our diversity group for legal advice are adequately documented and communicated to legal support through the co-chairs, of course. So if there is anything that may be out of this, I find us probably doing personally, I'll appreciate feedback, but I hope that we will be able to work well within these guidelines to ensure that we are able to deliver on the document. Next slide. Basically, the structure of the document or report we're supposed to provide is going to be in the format of a framework that has already been agreed upon by the co-chairs and all the rapporteurs. And so as we are thinking of how our work is going to look like, this is basically the skeleton of what our work should look like, with an executive summary, description of the issue, the current steps of play, and then a supplemental report, and then we shall provide recommendations. And for each recommendation, we shall provide a rationale for the recommendation. And thereafter, we will then assess the recommendations to see that they are in line with the NTIA criteria that have initially been provided, and they are also in line with the Workstream 1 recommendations. So that sort of like provides us the scope and confines us into what space we shall be then operating in, and gives us an idea of what kind of document we're going to be using as the output of our work, working together in identifying more recommendations on the diversity area. Next slide. So basically, the way we are expected to engage and work moving forward in terms of Workstream 2 diversity, the diversity subgroup basically is we'll be having telephone calls 1 hour a week. We need to agree on a weekly schedule, and I think we're going to discuss that in detail in when we're working on the work plan, but it's important that those who are on the call, if you can look at your schedules and see whether this time will suit us or we recommend a different time or we do a poll. That is something we're going to come to and discuss. But we need to have at least one weekly meeting to be able to touch base on and agree on several deliverables. We do have staff who are supporting us, though they have been very clear that we are short on staff. So they did provide us with possible time frames for when we can consider having calls. Next slide. So as we do the weekly calls, we will once a month be reporting to the main CCWG group. We also need to bear in mind that as we begin our work, by the time we get to Hyderabad, we need to have a report of the progress made to report at the Hyderabad meeting. And therefore, as we think of the next steps and the work plans, we need to, and also as we have the discussion on the issues that we need to cover, because that is coming in the next session, as if Rafiq will be on, and one of his not. How we will develop our work and move forward so that we are able to effectively contribute towards the activities that need to be done. Next slide. And so the work groups are expected to document their views and anything that we shall have for the larger CCWG group has to be presented, circulated to the larger group within 24 hours. And so that means then that we'll need to be preparing, having our documents prepared much earlier. In addition, we will need to have written updates for each meeting, and therefore as a rapporteurs, we shall be sitting together and with staff and consolidating our views and positions taken during our meetings for sharing with a larger group. And if we do need legal advice, then this will need to prepare a formal request, clearly stating what questions need to be answered and why legal advice is being requested. And once this is approved by the legal committee, then the co-chairs we'll be able to request for the support that we need. Next slide. And so, because the CCWG accountability as a whole is the current group that we need to be reporting to, we did agree on how we shall approve any of the subgroup recommendations. So we'll discuss our recommendations as a subgroup in a meeting or two meetings and agree. Then move those on to the main CCWG discussion, and here they will take the two readings rule that we used previously when we were working on the final report. And then once they are agreed on at that level, they will go for a 40-day public consultation period on each of the topics. And only when the subgroup recommendations are approved by the CCWG accountability will they be then posted for public consultation. So that's going to be the process that you're going to use, and it's important that you understand this process so that then we know how much time we really have to get our work together, because with the different phases and stages of getting the recommendations agreed upon, it means then we have much less time to work and agree on our recommendations, so that then we get the whole process started. And I believe even as we move along, we will probably have opportunities to go back and look at some of the recommendations and build on them. But when we get to looking at the work plan, we realize that the time isn't so much, and the scope of what we need to discuss then will have a significant impact on how we agree in terms of the time frame moving forward. Next slide. Okay, so then at this point in time, I hand it over to Rafiq, who's going to guide us through the actual discussion on diversity. Rafiq?
Okay, thanks, Fiona. And to see if there is any question. I don't see any hand raised. Yes, we can move to the next item. And so basically, here we are trying to raise several questions and to think what as a subgroup we should do. We have in the Workstream 1 report, in I think recommendation 12, the part regarding the diversity, which giving us some scope of what we should do. And in Helsinki meeting, we have three presentations. I think the first one from Cheryl, then Matthew and Dalila, raising several aspects and what that we should discuss and debate about. And here we try to set some questions that may give us some guidance, but it's just kind of really to kick off the discussion here, and it's to get the input of you as the members and participants of these subgroups. So one question that we may ask, how we can define diversity in ICANN context. I guess many people talk about diversity, but do we share the same understanding? How we can try to work on something that, and with the common ground here. And on the other hand, what area should we focus on? I guess maybe we may tend to suggest and recommend solution quickly, but at least and think in the beginning we may need to think what area we have to work on, what we should solve. And the third question is really to think about inputs. So we have this subgroup. But before that, we got public comments. We are supposed to get the background paper like other subgroups. We are waiting for that. We are also having the lightning talks. But then we also have the comments from the advisor and so on. So we may need here to think about all possible input that can help us to steer the discussion and to see the different elements that we may need to think about. As the fourth question, we may tend, and I can to live like in our bubble here, but we may to kind of think out of the box and to see what other experience we can learn from, what we can get as a case study or best practices and so on from I know other settings, groups, organizations, and so on that they tried to solve the diversity. It's not that I won't call it an issue, but to really work on that matter. So we have all this kind of question really to try to get more comments from you as a participant of the subgroup. we are supposed to get the background paper, I think, to summarize the different elements like the comments and so on. For now on, we have the notes from the Helsinki meeting with several bullet points about the lightning talk there. But also we may use kind of recap that made by Leon at that time, and he tried to summarize four questions and or three, I think. Yeah. So again, he said, "What do you mean by diversity?" I think that's again about the definition. What is possible to implement? Well, what's more challenging? Second, the question was, do we want diversity for diversity's sake? I think that was quite controversial, but we may need to discuss about. Does this go along with lowering standards? Again, it was quite, I think, controversial at that time, but we have to respond to those concerns and to explain why diversity matters. And at the end, the question was, why diversity is important to ICANN? So those is our element for discussion, and we are looking as a co-reporter here to discuss with you today on those matters, and it's we'll say just the start. So okay, I hope we are not to have quite a silent call today, and looking forward to hear comments and questions.
I think this is a call for feedback on the questions that are on the screen right now for those who are in Adobe. For those who are not, we're basically asking, how shall we define diversity in the ICANN context? What areas shall we focus on? What can we use as inputs in addition to the public comments, the background paper, the lightning talks, and all that have already been together? And what are the experiences can we learn from? And really, this is open for discussion now. Nails is asking if we do have a rough background paper. No, we do not. Our staff were not able to put one together. And we already missed the call the last week, and we thought it was important that then we just get started, if that is okay. And yes, there is a hand up from Sebastian. I probably should give you the chance to share your views, Sebastian.
Thank you, Fiona. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. I think in addition to all those documents, we have documents done by happening, not just the lightning toll, but also documents who get data. And I was wondering if we can get more data about diversity. One part was done by AFNIC and some of us, but it seems that there may be other data in other places and within ICANN staff maybe. It will be useful to get them. And if not, maybe one of our tasks could be how we can build some data to learn a little more about where we are regarding diversity now, but also maybe to have some historical background, if it's possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. That feedback is quite helpful. Julie Hammer.
Yes, thank you. Julie Hammer from AFSAC. Picking up on a point that Sebastian was talking about, which in relation to collecting data, I think it would be useful to actually have discussion about how do we define or describe diversity first, because that will then inform the sort of data you're seeking to collect. If we haven't defined or even just described, definition is a very specific word, perhaps describe is the best way to put it into our context. If we haven't described the sort of features of diversity that we want to look at, then we won't be confident of the sort of data that we want to collect. And another comment that I'd like to make in relation to diversity is that different aspects of diversity may be relevant to ICANN as a whole and parts of ICANN that represent the whole organisation, such as the board or the NOMCOM. And there could be different aspects of diversity that are relevant to different stakeholder groups within the organisation that may, in fact, in some instances, not be relevant to other groups. So take, for example, ESSAC, one of the communities that I'm involved in. In that context, technical diversity is probably one of the most important aspects of diversity for that group. It may be completely irrelevant for other groups, or it may not, but I think something that would be useful to keep in mind is that different aspects of diversity may be more or less important to different groups, and perhaps that should be addressed within those stakeholder groups. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Tijani?
Thank you, Fiona. Tijani speaking. When I read the two documents provided, I mean the ASNIC document and the background paper, I find a big difference in the figures given. So I think that a little bit of accuracy will be important, because we are gathering documents that will be source for us of information that we use for our work. Second point, I know that there is a lot of kind of that sort of diversity, and but I don't think that they are all equal. I think that there are some major aspects of the diversity that needs to be there, and other aspects should be there, but not, perhaps not at the same level, because we are not sure, and we cannot have 100% diversity on all aspects. So I think that there are some who are key, and others who are necessary, but perhaps not as important as the others. Thank you.
Thanks to Johnny Neal.
Hello, thanks for this opportunity. I'm very happy we're discussing this topic, but in ICANN sometimes we tend to have the fallacy that we think that we need to reinvent the wheel because ICANN is so special. But luckily a lot of people have already been thinking about issues of diversity and even come up with successful and less successful approaches. So I think it would be really good if we could do a mapping of academic governance and policy literature and practices to see what frames have been working and what frames have been less effective. And then we could compare that to ICANN, and then we could understand the objective that we try to achieve ourselves and what is needed. So are we looking for simply for participation in the ICANN community, in the ICANN staff, on the mailing list? Or are we looking specifically towards also filling leadership positions or having large-scale contributions on all levels with a lot of different kinds of diversity? If we understand our problem there, then it will also be much easier to devise solutions. So I think that will be a great way forward to start scoping what we're actually exactly are trying to do.
Thank you so much, Anil. I think that just for me really brings to the fore why it is important for us to start by defining or describing what diversity we're talking about, because that then enables us, as we are describing it, to then know what exactly, what is the problem that we're trying to address, and how should we best go about it. We will look at the feedback that you've provided. We'll work with staff and look at the report, the discrepancies in the two reports, and highlight them, and ask if they are able to help us fill in the missing gaps, or if there are explanations to the discrepancies in the data, and then we will be able to move forward. However, most importantly, I think what is important is for us to then be able to identify the different diversities that you're looking at, because if each SC or SO has different requirements for diversity, then what are those requirements? And how do those requirements feed into the big picture of achieving ICANN's overall diversity needs? So at one point, you're going to have to list what diversity areas we are looking at, if it is technical diversity, if it is gender diversity, if it is experience and expertise diversity, different ways of thinking, if it is geographical diversity. So I think at one point you may need to just list that to define, out of those, what would be priority for ICANN to focus on, and which ones are not so important, which then answers the question Tidemi was raising, or supports his comment, that some areas of diversity may be more important than others. Which are these important areas of diversity for ICANN? I think that's going to be the next thing that you're going to need to look into. Any other comments on the questions that we have posed and the issue of diversity in ICANN? So we'll move this on to the list, and we shall begin then a discussion on the list on identifying the areas of diversity that we need to be looking at, and see how we are then able to move with that. And thanks, Nels, for giving us a heads up on the indicators on the chart. And we will, yes, try and have a discussion around that to know which ones are the ones that we need to pay more attention to. And maybe, Rafiq, you have some closing remarks. And
thanks, Fiona. I think we are making good start here, and all those remarks will help us to work on the issue, and we will continue later on in the mailing list, and hopefully the outline, maybe not just by question, but all those comment the area that we should start working on. But I also want to highlight the remarks that we should collect more data
And before that, we might have to agree on what kind of information we are looking for. And so taking note, the comments from me is about asking outside, maybe asking academics and so on. So I would think this is kind of brainstorming for now, but having those in mind and trying to outline them, it will help us to move forward in terms of research and scoping first. Saying that, I guess maybe we can move to the next agenda item, which is will be about the working plan, and this will be presented by Fiona. Fiona, over to you.
Thanks, Rafiq. If we can move to the next slide. Slide, yes. Thank you. This is the proposed work plan, the time frame for Workstream 2, and it covers, there's an effort to cover all topics so that they are considered lighter or simpler topics, so they are more complex and need much more time. However, regardless of the complexity of the topic, I think it is important that we have a clear time frame of how we are moving, and I'm making this presentation. I'm not saying that the topic is light or simple, but because I think that the column on your left is much easier for us to begin with, since we do not know how complex the topic is. And then if we move along and find that we are, for example, able to identify and define or describe our topic, I believe that will mean that our topic is rather complex. But it is my hope that being guided by the recommendations we gave in the proposal for Workstream 1, we will be able to, by this month, end of this month, if we could have defined our topic area, that means that if we have to do any data collection and work on data collection, we are going to look at data to correct the different reports we have in the next week or so, so that by our next call, we should have circulated a report on the data gaps and what the status is or why they are different. That being said and done, that means then we should be able, during that call, to agree on the definition of diversity, because we'll also, in a parallel discussion, have started the discussion of what areas of diversity we will cover, so the scope will then be defined and will be able to be used to describe what diversity will mean within ICANN. If that can be done, we'll have a whole month, because our CCWG call is tomorrow and the next one is next month. So we'll have a whole month to work in between and to just put together a proposal that highlights on the agreed definition of diversity, and we'll be able to have a supporting rationale for that. We should be able to present that to the larger CCWG, so that even as we come in and start working on the recommendations, it is clear what the definition of diversity that is being used is. If that is done, then in September, we will have our first discussion, as opposed to August, we will have our first discussion in the first meeting of September for CCWG on work that we'll have done. In September, there are two planned calls for CCWG, and so we should at least be able to have time to then do a first discussion and then move. Possibly we could report twice if it was possible. But by the time we are getting to October, we will I think we should target to have a report, an update for the community. I am not so sure whether we will have a document ready for public input, but I know that we can have, we can target towards having a report for the community on where we shall be at and as far as the discussion, the recommendations on diversity are. I don't know whether that works for everybody else, but I'm open for feedback on suggestions on what you can do to get us off and to be able to have clear targets in terms of the deadlines and the key milestones that we need to accomplish. Thank you. Any comments?
Okay. Thanks, Fiona. I would really encourage here the attendees of the call really to give some comments with regard to the working plan. I think one of our first tasks is to agree if we think our topic is complex or simple. And we have to share that with the CCWG as a whole. If I may comment myself here, hearing previous feedback with regard to the that we need to research data and so on. And I think that all those efforts will take some time, and I guess at least to that we can understand well what we are trying to achieve and to have a common understanding of the topic we are trying to solve. I may think that it's more complex. If I can describe it as a more complex topic, but that's just a personal opinion here, and really I'm looking for a comment and input from you guys. Yes, Cheryl, it may be time-consuming, and this have to be adjusted with the timeline. So regardless if it's time-consuming, should we go with the long term? Yeah, I think so. Thanks, Jerem. I saw that you are suggesting long term. Let me, any support for this? You can use the Adobe Connect to express support. Yeah, I guess we can take this as agreement for now, that we are going with the long-term timeline. If there is no further comment here, we may go to any other business, and the good news that it may be we will finish our call earlier than planned. Okay, so if we can move to the next agenda item. It's basically more about
the next meeting.
Yes, yes, Shana, and that's the part of any other business about the next meeting. I was going to suggest that for today we had just this conf call as a kickoff, but in term, if I can describe that as sharing the pain maybe we need some rotation, but also on the other hand, if we because we have a limitation in time of the time slot available to all subgroups, and as you can see in the slides, we have three time zones available, 6 UTC, 12 UTC, and 19 UTC. Okay, thanks Bernie for the correction. So it's 5 UTC. So if just here to check, I don't think we can know what's the best or convenient time slot for everyone, but I guess we can do a quick doodle pool this week. I guess it's better to have a fixed day, so you can plan for the subgroup and also to avoid hopefully that to have many conf calls for the CCWG in the same day, and then also select what's the best or convenient time slot for you. Yeah. So I guess we can fix that, and I would suggest to go with doodle pool if there is no objection or any comment here. So it's really about logistics and also trying to be fair to everyone. Myself, like Cheryl, we are in, let's say, in the extreme edge in Asia Pacific, so sometimes are not necessarily good for us, but probably we have to accommodate as many people as possible. Okay. So, I think that's it. We will have a doodle poll within this week to select the day, to have a fixed day within in the week, and I guess for the time being a fixed time slot. Or we can have two and then we can alternate. So. Okay. No comments here. Fiona, do you want to add something before we adjourn the call for today?
Just a quick addition. Emphasis on Bernard's last message. The document on Google Docs indicates the meetings that are meeting time slots that are already taken. And therefore, if we can have our doodle poll cover a longer period, it will help us significantly in having everyone's time organized, at least between now and, say, October or November, thereabout. If it's okay with everyone, just try and fill in your doodle preferred time slots and for, as per what will be provided for longer. And I think that's it. Thanks, everyone, for the time. The meeting, I think, is adjourned.
Okay. So thanks, Fiona, and thanks, everyone. We will follow up in the mailing list. Okay. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.